It's election day in Canada. In Newmarket Aurora, the polls are open from 9:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. to vote. You must be at least 18 years old, be a Canadian citizen and prove your identity and address. If you have a voter's card, bring that to the polling station listed on the card, along with ID. Approved pieces of ID include a driver's license or other Canadian government-issued ID with your photo, name and current address. This includes ID issued by federal, provincial or local government. Without a government-issued ID, you can show two pieces of ID with your name and one must have your current address. According to Elections Canada, this includes a voter information card and bank statement, or utility bill and student ID card. More information on how to vote without ID and a list of acceptable documents are available here. If you're unsure of where to vote, you can find your polling station on elections.ca. For health and safety at the polls, there are COVID-19 measures in place. At polling locations, Elections Canada says there will be hand sanitizing stations, physical distancing markers, only one poll worker per desk and staff will be wearing masks. Voters will need to wear a mask and practice physical distancing. Single-use pencils will be available to mark the ballot or you can bring your own pen or pencil. In Newmarket Aurora, there are six candidates in the race. The candidates are Liberal incumbent Tony Van Bynen, Conservative Harold Kim, NDP Yvonne Kelly, Green Tim Fleming, PPC Andre Gagnon and Independent Dorian Baxter. Visit newmarkettoday.ca/CanadaVotes2021 for more federal election coverage. Elections Canada has warned that results could be delayed for days to count mail-in ballots, with more people having requested them due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Those votes could make a difference in close races across the country. Once the polls close, be sure to check Newmarket Today for coverage of the local results. With files from Meja Hoggett.